Our forecast is that for this year, there'll be a moderate pickup in advanced economy growth compared to last year, but a slowdown in emerging economy growth. For both groups, we're looking at a pickup in 2016. But importantly, since our July forecast, we have downgraded growth prospects pretty much across the board. Moreover, downside risks seem to have increased. The world economy now seems to be poised between two rivers. One is China's rebalancing. One is monetary normalization in the U.S. And when two rivers come together, you can have some white water.
So you mentioned China. How do you see developments there and the impact for the rest of the world?
Well, China is undergoing a process of rebalancing and transformation, which ultimately will be to the benefit of China and to the rest of the world. This involves a shift from an export-led, investment-led economy to more consumption, more services. In the process, though, there's slower growth, which was completely foreseen, but there is also spillovers for some of China's trade partners because its imports have fallen, its demand for commodities has fallen, and that has helped push down commodity prices worldwide.
So what do you see as the most effective policies for reigniting growth in emerging markets economies?
The emerging markets made incredible strides in the 2000s. They were in a good position to weather the global financial crisis as a result. We've been through a lot since then, though, and what we see in some countries is reform fatigue. In others, we see overhangs of credit. We see some overhangs of investment in commodity-producing sectors. The answer differs from country to country. Generally speaking, structural reforms, improvements in the business climate, mindful fiscal frameworks can be very helpful for emerging economies. Also, exchange rate flexibility remains very important for them.
So what would be your policy recommendations for advanced economies that are still dealing with the aftermath of the global financial crisis?
Well, as you say, many of these economies still have legacies of the crisis that have to be worked off in their financial sectors. That's an important unfinished piece of business. Where inflation pressures are absent or where indeed there's a risk of deflation, monetary policy accommodation needs to be maintained. And the Eurozone, Japan are prime candidates in this regard. Countries with fiscal space should consider expanding. In many countries, there's a need for infrastructure which can benefit their economies and the world economy where aggregate demand is sorely insufficient.